Security forces in Guinea continue their search for former aide-de-camp Lieutenant Abubakar Siddiqui Djakite, who's known as Tumba. Authorities say Tumba's men opened fire on military ruler Captain Moussa Dadis Camara late Thursday at an army camp in downtown Conakry. The former aide escaped the attack and is still at large with a small group of soldiers from the presidential guard.
Le Conseil des ministres a décidé du renforcement de la sécurité des populations à tous les niveaux.
In a statement read on national television, Guinea's Council of Ministries says it has reinforced security at all levels and is calling on all members of the government to stay united in the mission of reconciliation. The Council of Ministers called on all Guineans to remain calm. Several witnesses have identified former aide-de-camp Tumba as the man who gave the order to open fire on opposition demonstrators 2 months ago. Local human rights groups say dozens of women were raped and at least 157 people were killed in the protest against Captain Kamara's expected presidential candidacy. The military says 57 people died, most in the crush of people fleeing Conakry's main sports stadium. Captain Kamara is now at a military hospital in Morocco for surgery for gunshot wounds sustained in Thursday's attack. It's his first trip outside the country since taking power in a coup last December. Key Kamara ally, Defense Minister Sakubo Konate, has returned to Conakry from a trip to Lebanon and was received at the airport by a large group of soldiers who swore an oath of loyalty to both him and Captain Kamara shortly after the coup. Konate now appears to be running the military council in Captain Kamara's absence. September's killing and Thursday's shooting cast doubt on whether presidential elections rescheduled for next month will be held. The Economic Community of West African States says it's following the situation in Guinea with grave concern. An ECOWAS statement says the military is responsible for a worsening security situation, where indiscipline and infighting within the fractured army is holding back efforts to establish the rule of law. Burkinabe President Blaise Compaoré is the regional mediator for Guinea's political crisis, but his proposed interim government has been rejected by the leading opposition coalition of political parties, trade unions, and civil society groups. That coalition says it will not take part in any transitional authority that includes members of the military. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.